Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, Rams fans? This is Kenneth Arthur with Turf Show Times, and the Rams have completed their 2022 draft class with 8 more selections on Saturday on day 3, as well as trading a 2023 fifth-round pick for cornerback Troy Hill, bringing Hill back after one season with the Cleveland Browns and filling a pretty big need for the Rams at a low cost with just the fifth round pick and a $1.5 million base salary. So maybe the biggest win of the day is just Les Snead and Sean McVay getting back Troy Hill, a ball hawk, a very valuable role player, you know, to the Rams defense after losing Darius Williams in free agency, and then also adding 8 players, most of which I think were defensive backs. So after drafting guard Logan Bruss out of Wisconsin on day 2 in the 3rd round, which if you want to hear more about Logan Bruss, go listen to the previous episode of the Turf Show Times podcast, and then adding 8 more players, including a bunch, I think, in round 6 and 7. So let's go over who the Rams drafted, and they added 7 players, not 8. The 8 would include Logan Bruss or Troy Hill. Take your pick. So already the first mistake of the podcast there. And what are we here to do? We're here to make mistakes. So let's find out if the Rams make any mistakes in the draft. Probably won't get the answer for that until another 3 or 4 years on most of these names. And let's go over those names. In the 4th round at pick 142, the Rams select cornerback Kobe Durant out of South Carolina State, or Dakobe Durant, and he is 5'9", 180 pounds. He ran a blazing fast 4.38 in the 40-yard dash with a 1.52 10-yard split. To give you an example of how fast that is, Sauce Gardner, the number one cornerback in this draft for a lot of players or for a lot of people, is a 4.41 10-yard 40-yard dash and a 1.51 10-yard split. And that's the guy that went 4th overall in this draft. Derek Stingley, who went 3rd overall, ran a 4.44 with a 1.56 split. So Kobe Durant is technically faster than both of those players, although at 5'9 and 180 pounds, he is a little bit lighter and he doesn't have to move as much weight. So that's one reason why he's a bit faster. And being 5'9, he's not likely to match up with many players on the outside for wide receivers. So more of a slot cornerback here for Kobe Durant. He has 30.75-inch arms, so on the shorter side of his arms, a 72.75 wingspan, which gives him one of the smallest wingspans in the draft. And he's 24 years old, making him one of the oldest players in the draft. Only 1 or 2 cornerbacks in this entire class were older than Kobe Durant. But he does have 4.38 speed, and in the 4th round, there was something that Les Snead really liked about his tape. Durant was a no-star athlete out of high school, according to Dane Brugler in his draft guide for The Athletic. He didn't have any teams recruiting him, really. And he was out of football for 2017, getting a regular job until catching on at South Carolina State in 2018. He played the last 4 seasons there, intercepting 12 passes, including 4 interceptions in 4 games in 2020. So 1 interception per game in 2020. And then in 2021, he had 3 interceptions in 12 games and 15 passes defensed as the MEAC Defensive Player of the Year, which was at South Carolina State, which is the same college as such NFL players as Javon Hargrave and Darius Leonard. So going to South Carolina State, not necessarily excluding a player from having an impact and even a really good impact at the next level. With a 4th round pick, the Rams are looking for maybe a guy who can start in the slot down the line. Probably not likely for Kobe Durant to beat out either David Long or Robert Rochelle for that third cornerback spot now that Troy Hill is back in the fold. So Kobe Durant really is a guy that, like a lot of picks for Les Snead, similar to David Long going into his fourth year, is a pick that isn't expected to have an impact right away. Probably not even as much as Robert Rochelle, who was ready to step in and have a pretty big impact, I think, in the second half prior to getting injured. So Kobe Durant, I would say, is likely to spend most of the year playing special teams and is not going to have much of an impact on defense. I could be wrong, but this seems to be a move for 2023 when Troy Hill could be cut or when David Long will be a free agent. And so the Rams take Kobe Durant there, a 24-year-old undersized slot cornerback who played out of the FCS, but in the fourth round, Les Snead felt that was a chance he could take. Some tweets about Kobe Durant, I'll pretty much go into the realm of his speed. Some people do feel that Kobe Durant was a good steal there in the fourth round, but honestly, you can search any player's name on Twitter or in the on Google, and you will find plenty of people saying this is the steal. Everybody's got a fan. That's why they're getting drafted in the NFL. And if you go to South Carolina State, everybody that ever went to that school, probably anybody that's in South Carolina, is going to give you 10 reasons why Kobe Durant is going to be a great NFL player. So keep that in mind. Marcus Whitman did tweet out that he sees shades of Darius Williams in Kobe Durant. And this was before Kobe Durant was drafted by the Rams. Says that even though he's undersized, Durant shows ball hawking ability and short area closing juice that can work at outside cornerback from off man zone assignments. So if Marcus Whitman is correct, ignore everything I just said and pay attention to that. He could be totally 100% right. But Kobe Durant, not a guy that a lot of people had their radars on coming out of South Carolina State. At least I didn't. Some of you may, and I'm sure that some of you did. But more people knew who the Rams' fifth-round pick was, and perhaps that's why Les Snead traded up in the fifth round to get him. Running back Kyren Williams out of Notre Dame. Kyren Williams had over 1,000 rushing yards and over 300 receiving yards in each of the last two seasons for the Fighting Irish. When you play on NBC that often, when you're the running back for Notre Dame, people are going to know your name. But Kyren Williams had a very poor 40-yard dash time and really the worst of any running back in this draft class at a 4.65. And he's not doing that as a big back. He's doing that as an undersized back. He's 5'9", 194 pounds, whereas most of the running backs in this class or any other class are over 210 pounds. So he's 194 pounds. There are backs in this class that aren't just 20 pounds heavier. They also run 0.3 seconds faster. So, you know, something to keep in mind there with Kyren Williams, not a speed guy, but more of a quickness guy. He had a 1.57 in the 10-yard split. But he does have 28-inch arms, which is on the other on the very shorter side, 9-inch hands, and a wingspan sub 70 inches, the shortest of any running back in this draft class. He is 21 and a half years old, so he's one of he's not old by any means. He's a young guy. A lot of people had their eye on Kyren Williams. He was a 4-star recruit out of high school, according to Brugler. He was the number 4 running back in the 2019 recruiting class. And he was the number 6 recruit in the state of Missouri the same year that Jamison Williams was number 1 in that state. He goes to Notre Dame and, as I said, had over 1,000 yards and over 5 yards per carry, scored 27 rushing touchdowns in 24 games over the last 2 years, as well as catching 4 receiving touchdowns. Brugler's summary of Williams is that he is an average athlete who projects as more of a complementary back, but he is an elite competitor with the darting quickness and pass-catching skills to be a third-down weapon, shows similarities to James White, and he does get lauded for his pass-blocking ability. So the Rams draft a third-down back, trade up to get a third-down back in Kyren Williams out of Notre Dame. Maybe they feel he is ready to go even as soon as this year, which is another thing you want out of running backs. You want them to be able to contribute as rookies because you just never know if they're going to be around in 3 or 4 years. So the Rams felt like he was a guy who could come in and maybe fill that Sony Michel role after Michel leaves in free agency. He can do some pass blocking, which some people say is one of Cam Akers' weaknesses. So you could see Cam Akers out there on the first couple of downs and then Kyron Williams on third down. And I think that if you trade up for Kyron Williams in the fifth round, you do so because, you know, you really feel he's ready to fill a role immediately. You should go to Twitter to see Kyron Williams' reaction. Kyron Williams, as Jordan Rodrigue points out on Twitter, grew up a Rams fan and even dressed up as Steven Jackson for Halloween 1 year as a kid. There is a photo going around of Kyron Williams meeting Steven Jackson at an event when he was a kid in St. Louis. It was his favorite player. And there was a picture of Kyron Williams at, say, 10 years old, getting an autograph from Steven Jackson. So, you know, that is something that makes people feel warm inside. I don't have any emotions or feelings, not in this case, just in general. I don't know what that's like. So I do think that it is cool, though. So even someone as cold and heartless as me, I do have some feelings sometimes accidentally. I don't want anyone to think that this was on purpose, but I do think that it is quote unquote cool that Steven Jackson met Kyron Williams. So that was the fifth round pick. In the sixth round pick, Quentin Lake, a safety out of UCLA whose father, Carnell Lake, is a borderline Hall of Fame safety who came out of UCLA as well, drafted in the second round in 1989 by the Steelers. Carnell Lake made 5 Pro Bowls and 1 first-team All-Pro and played cornerback and safety in the NFL, a versatile player who made 4 All-Pro lists, 3 of those as a second-team All-Pro. And his son is not quite the same level of a prospect, but still Quentin Lake is a safety out of UCLA and one that some people had rated higher than this, some people had rated lower than this. Maybe he gets a little bit more attention because of his last name and his legacy at UCLA, but that makes him his own person. You know, the Rams have had somebody in here. I forget who the name escapes me, but the other guy who was here last year as a safety, and he also was a legacy. You know, now you get Quentin Lake, a local player at UCLA. He's 6'1", 201 pounds, ran a 4.59 in the 40-yard dash, which was the exact same 40-yard dash as Kyle Hamilton. He had a 1.58 10-yard split, which also puts him in Kyle Hamilton's range. He's a 1.56 actually, so he was slightly faster than Kyle Hamilton in the 10-yard split. He's got 31-inch arms, 9-inch hands, a 76-inch wingspan. He's over 23 years old. There are things to definitely like about Quentin Lake, but is he going to be a starter? That's remains to be seen. He did start 31 games at UCLA over the last 4 years. That included missing 8 games with a broken right wrist in 2019. But when he was playing in the shortened season in 2020, that was the reason that he only played in 5 games in 2020. And he still had 5 pass deflections in 5 games, as well as an interception. He also had 3 interceptions last year for UCLA. He measures in with a 4.59 40-yard dash, as I said, a 13 reps on the bench, a little bit of strength there. Overall, Bregler says that he is an average twitch athlete who will struggle in recovery situation, but he limits mental mistakes and displays the play anticipation to sense what is about to happen. His growth on special teams will be important to him to make an NFL roster, and that's certainly what we will be looking for with regards to Quentin Lake, is to compete and make it on special teams. Cameron DeSilva at the Rams Wire asks, did the Rams just find another Jordan Fuller in Quentin Lake? He looks at the similarities between Lake and Fuller. They are about the same exact size, same inch arms. Jordan Fuller is actually slower than Quentin Lake, running a 4.67 in the 40-yard dash, and they both were sixth-round picks. DeSilva says that Lake sees the field extremely well, watching how plays develop and breaks on the ball to disrupt the opposing offense, whether it's in the passing game or as a run defender. DeSilva also points out what Lance Zierlein said at NFL.com, quote, safety prospect with size, bloodlines, and intelligence to make a roster. He isn't the fastest or athletic, most athletic player, has coverage limitations, the cap his ceiling, but has a high football IQ and impressive ball skills, sees the field well, helps him to get where he needs to go, not an enforcer near the line of scrimmage, but does tackle with good strength and technique to finish the job. Demon on special teams as a freshman, will likely reprise that role as a backup in the league. So, you know, a lot of people see Quentin Lake as a backup, but also as a key special teamer and one that has a chance to contribute, as the Rams do have a lot of potential changes coming forward at safety next to Jordan Fuller. You've got Taylor Rapp, who is going to be a free agent next year, and you also have Terrell Burgess, who has yet to make that step forward. You also have Nick Scott, perhaps the guy most likely to start at strong safety next season, or maybe just to get considerable reps rotating in and out of the off of the field with Taylor Rapp and Terrell Burgess. But now you've added Quentin Lake, but it probably doesn't end there with safety. In fact, it doesn't. With the very next pick, the Rams select cornerback Darian Kendrick out of Georgia, the third defensive back that the Rams drafted on Saturday, the fourth if you include Troy Hill. Darian Kendrick was a player at Georgia, the number one defense in college football, perhaps of all time, but he was only Dane Brugler's 36th ranked cornerback, which puts him on the borderline of being an undrafted free agent. However, here he goes in the sixth round. He is 5'11", 194 pounds, runs a 4.78 40-yard dash, which was the slowest of any cornerback this year. A 1.6 10-yard split is the second slowest of any cornerback this year. He's got 31-inch arms, and he is 21 and a half years old. Brugler says that the five-star recruit was the number four receiver in the 2018 recruiting class and the number one out of South Carolina. But he obviously transitioned to play defense as his sophomore season, starting 15 games for Georgia in his first year as a cornerback, getting 8 passes defensed and 2 interceptions. He then played another 9 starts in 2020 and 15 starts last year for the national championships. He had 4 interceptions last year for Georgia and was second team all SEC, as well as the defensive MVP of the Orange Bowl. His strengths is that he is a balanced athlete with a flexible lower body. Fluid hips help him smooth transition with route runners. And Brugler says he returns his eyes to the quarterback and finds the football, has a wide receiver background with those ball hawking skills. Brugler's summary is that overall Kendrick's suspect discipline both on and off the field will be an anchor on his draft grade, but he is a fluid athlete with the speed and ball skills to match up with NFL receivers. He has the ability to outplay his draft position. So this is a project and a projectable player here for the Rams. They, like I said already with Kobe Durant, what the cornerback situation is for the Rams. It could be that Darian Kendrick does not make the final roster as a sixth round pick in a very competitive cornerback room right now for the Rams, but he also has an opportunity, just like Kobe Durant does, to make this final roster. But with Troy Hill, Jalen Ramsey locked into spots, David Long, it's really his job to lose. Robert Rochel showed a lot of promise last year, and wouldn't say that he's going to be going anywhere. And then you add Kobe Durant to a room that also has now Darian Kendrick, Grant Haley, Tyler Hall. It's going to be a very competitive year, and with free agent signees, it's not necessarily over. In the seventh round, the Rams had 3 picks, and their first was Daniel Hardy out of Montana State, a defensive end. There were a lot of people very happy with this as a small school pick. Daniel Hardy comes out of Montana State. He is 6'1", 235 pounds, ran a very fast 4.64 40-yard dash with a very fast 1.57 10-yard split. He also had a 6.71 in the 3 cone and a 4.33 in the short shuttle. Those are extremely or very fast, and some of the fastest of anybody that went on day 3, if not the fastest of anybody that went on day 3. He was also very productive at Montana State. As you can imagine, Daniel Hardy, and the reason that he goes in the 7th round is similar to that of Chris Garrett, a 7th round pick of the Rams last year, because Daniel Hardy played at a small school against FCS competition. But there are people that are are very excited about him after he had 16 sacks and 23 tackles for a loss last year. I think in the bowl game, he ended up, or in their last playoff game for Montana State, he ended up with 16 and a half sacks and 24 and a half tackles for a loss last year. So a very projectable small school athlete there, similar to Chris Garrett, who didn't really have much of an impact there for the Rams last year, but is still a project on the team who could potentially step up and win that opposite linebacker role of Leonard Floyd, since Terrell Lewis hasn't quite done it, or Justin Hollins. And now you also add Daniel Hardy into the mix, potentially a guy who can do that thanks to his speed and potentially his ability to be one of the better athletes that was added today. There were two more picks, and the next was yet another defensive back, safety Russ Yeast out of Kansas State. There are a lot of people talking about how his name is Yeast. I think that I stopped doing those kinds of puns about 2012. Russ Yeast was considered a priority free agent for Dane Brugler. He's 5'10", 192 pounds, ran a 4.56 in the 40-yard dash with a 1.59 10-yard splits. Those are all pretty good. Those are, again, those are about Kyle Hamilton stats, but he's just not the same player that we all saw out of Kyle Hamilton. His 79-inch wingspan is very good. He is just about 23 years old, and he should be another player competing to play on special teams and his depth at the safety spot. Russ Yeast went to Kansas State. He had a 9.11 broad jump, a 37.5-inch vertical, a 4.35 short shuttle, and a 6.82 three cone. But maybe most impressive was his 18 reps on the bench for being a 5'10", 192-pound safety. Yeast had 14 pass deflections last year in 13 starts with 4 interceptions. So again, the Rams and Les Snead adds another ball hawk here. Dane Brugler's summary is that overall Yeast has cornerback safety tweener traits, but he is an urgent player with the flow skills and cover awareness to compete for a nickel role in the NFL. Welcome to the Rams, Russ Yeast. Finally, the Rams made one more selection, the second to last in the draft, taking offensive lineman A.J. Arcuri out of Michigan State. The thing with Arcuri, if he should have some position versatility, he was a tackle at Michigan State. He is massive at 6'7", 308 pounds, so he's got the height, but at 308 pounds, he's really rail thin for tackles, and he's not fast for it. 5.47 in the 40-yard dash, 3.07 in the 20-yard shuttle, and a 1.89 in the 10-yard split. He had a 7.75 in the three cone, which is decent for a 6'7 guy, and a 4.75 in the short shuttle. His 33.5-inch vertical is very good. His 9-foot broad jump is very good. His 27 reps on the bench is excellent, especially for a 308-pounder. He's got big hands. We call those mitts, 33-inch arms, and almost an 83.5-inch wingspan. These are pretty good numbers there for A.J. Arcuri. I saw him playing some center, so it's interesting to see if he will be a versatile swingman taking up a number of positions there for the Rams, especially after elevating Joseph Noteboom from a backup versatile swingman into the starting left tackle this year. Overall, Arcuri is, a project who will take some time. If he ever does make the team as a seventh-round pick, that is something that we consider to usually be a long shot. So that's what the Rams have here with Daniel Hardy, Russ Yeast, and Arcuri. But overall, the Rams went heavy on defense and added a couple of offensive linemen in this draft, as well as a running back. And after the draft, they started signing a bunch of undrafted free agents. So go to turfshowtimes.com to read those, which included kicker Cameron Dicker out of Texas, potentially some competition there for Matt Gay. In conclusion, the Rams draft is Logan Bress, guard out of Wisconsin, likely to compete to start at right guard in his first season. Cornerback Kobe Durant, a guy who was likely to be on a timeline of maybe beginning to contribute in 2 to 3 years. Kyren Williams, a running back who should be able to compete right away to complement Cam Akers as a rookie this year here in 2022, and potentially to even take some snaps away from Darrell Henderson if he doesn't stay healthy. And then they added safety Quentin Lake out of UCLA, a guy who could compete on special teams immediately. Cornerback Darian Kendrick out of Georgia, a player who I think has to compete with Kobe Durant to make potentially the final cornerback roster spot. Daniel Hardy, a Chris Garrett-like project who might be on the practice squad this year if the Rams sneak him through waivers. Safety Russ Yeast out of Kansas State, another special team candidate. And then finally, A.J. Arcuri, I think a practice squad player and an offensive lineman with some versatility. And of course, the Rams traded a future fifth-round pick for Troy Hill. That's it for this episode of Turf Show Times. That's been the Rams 2022 draft. Go to turfshowtimes.com and tell us your thoughts in the comments section and what you think the Rams still have to do to repeat as Super Bowl champions.